out of the gate or wait.
Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
Mike, the feverish Fanero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
And FF underscore spaceman.
And he's trying to trick me by supporting vacated targets as if they're a real thing.
David Wright, the Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
They come. Wait, see.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever, episode 205. Don't you worry, FF underscore spaceman is still alive. Hopefully back with us next week. We'll have to see what's going on. Here, as always, with the feverish Fanero.
Dude, I'm so excited. I didn't know if we were going to squeeze in out of the gate or wait before the season started. We're like so close to the kickoff of the season. We squeezed in. Out of the gate or wait.
We've been rolling so smooth through like preseason news, we almost forgot about it.
There's been a lot of activity, dude. Like, it's really been crazy. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like people talk about rookies in mainstream more than they ever have. People are trying. Rookies are they're literally fantasy assets. Like, for the last 3 to 4 years, if you pick the right rookie, they're league winners. So I feel like it's like rookies have now replaced the quote unquote, nobody likes to talk about sleeper, right? If you land that rookie that winds up being an RB1 or wide receiver one, and you're getting them late, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
That's a winner. That's a league winner. Yeah. So who is that? Is that Elijah Moore? Is that? Who, you know, we're not talking Justin Jefferson here. We're not talking the next Robinson. We don't play that on Rookie Fever, but we do play out of the gate or wait.
Yeah. And even to touch on like that, the assets in these rookies here, like it was like a couple days ago, Felix Sharp tweeted out something like, I won't try to quote this, but pretty much 2023 first round rookie picks are already the most valuable piece in dynasty. And kind of like, cause you said, like, we've been talking about this for 3 to 4 years, and that's kind of what you do until you get here. And it's an exciting time of year, but then we're here to like also temper some of those expectations with, like you said, out the gate or wait. And some of these guys, I'm going to stick it to you though. Cause you mentioned him. I know you said, like, we don't necessarily want to try to hit on all the guys we talked about last week, but Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
You knew where I was going, didn't you? He's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think last week I mentioned that Elijah Moore feels like the second half of the season for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you're going to have to wait, and I'm hoping that. So Elijah Moore could be that guy that actually – really hits for you next year. And I hate to say that, but I do think we're going to see enough from him. And if it is in the later half of the season, that's when people get pumped anyway. Let's be honest. Like if Elijah Moore is all of a sudden making your playoff roster, like as a starter, that's what people remember. It's not if you started Elijah Moore in week 3, which probably no one's going to do anyway. If you have a good team, you're not starting a rookie. So anyway, so I think he's one of those guys where it's really tough to say whether it's out of the gate or wait. It depends on the definition of out of the gate truly is. If it's 2021, then I'll say, yeah, out of the gate, we're going to see some exciting things out of Elijah Moore. If you're talking about week 1.
Yeah, like early starts.
Yeah,
like
I don't
Elijah
feel.
Moore or Jameson Crowder. Week 1, those are
It's got to be Crowder right now.
Like, Elijah Moore or Laviska Shenault.
Laviska Shenault.
Elijah Moore or Sterling Shepard with possibly no Kenny Galladay. That's a little tougher.
Probably Sterling Shepard.
So I think it's a wait, and I'd have to agree with you.
I don't want to start any of these rookies week 1. I'll start Waddle. I'm getting ahead of myself. You know, there are guys that are going to see tremendous volume.
I got a couple of close ones.
There are guys. Yeah, there are guys that are going to see tremendous volume week one that I'm going to have to say out the gate on, and that's exciting too. These are guys that we're gonna talk about early and often, hopefully in a positive way. But they're going to be getting targets either way.
Yeah, and so I'll get another one out of the way that I think everybody should wait on, and just kind of even to get some of the guys you don't want me to talk about, and I'll just go with Terrace Marshall. Like we talked about again last week with Anderson and DJ Moore, I'm a little bit concerned out the gate, but somebody I still really like a lot in Dynasty. So that's one of my guys that I'll say I have to wait on. I think you agree.
I think there's also a shot the guy gets 6 touchdowns this season. What do you think about that?
I don't think that's crazy at all.
No, I really don't. I think that's where his value is going to come in, is in the red zone. And that's pretty meaningful in
it could be tough
football.
To know when that's going to happen.
Absolutely. You nailed it. I'm glad you said it. If you hadn't, I would have. Yeah.
I want to throw somebody out there that I had really lofty. Do you know who I'm talking about yet? I have really lofty projections for this particular player for 2021.
I said it
could be Justin Jefferson S.
Wow. Are you doing that with Waddle?
Do you listeners know? Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Are you doing that with Waddle?
Better hit him up.
Are you doing that with Waddle? Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, he's out the gate 100%. I'll tell you what. And I would love to tell you all, including you, Swags, I would love to tell you all that as soon as Julio Jones got traded, that's when I decided that Kyle Pitts was out of the gate. That is not true. However, that is a big reason why. And since...
Oh, it helps, yeah.
And since FF underscore Spaceman is not here, I'm going to say vacated targets, vacated targets, vacated targets. Julio Jones is a monster to not be available. And we have mentioned on Rookie Fever that Kyle Pitts is going to be used so much like a wide receiver, we're going to forget he is a tight end. And we have Hurst as an inline tight end. It's just going to work that way. And that could be the future of the NFL as well. That is going to be what happens. And we're going to have this outlier season from a rookie tight end because it's going to be like, he's a wide receiver.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Out the gate. I'm not saying like tight end 1, tight end 2, tight end 3 out the gate. That's not what I'm saying here. But I think he could put up tight end 1 numbers. I mean, and I know that's not saying a lot. Anybody that's played for a while is like, what are you really saying? But somebody's starting him, and it's going to be me.
I own no Kyle Pitts.
I only have one, and I decided.
You tried to trade it recently, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago now.
It was like in a weak way. Like it was almost like, I don't really want to do this, but let's see what I can get.
I tried
for
to
it.
Get like Hockenson in the first, and then I tried another one that had other players involved that was like going to give me Dobbins and Hockenson and the trades that I would have been happy if they happened, but then in the end, I just decided I'm not even trying. I'm going to hold on to this share of Kyle Pitts because I only have one. I have a lot of Hockenson. So,
Evan Ingram, 2017 rookie season, 64 receptions, 722 yards, 6 touchdowns. Kyle Pitts beats that.
I think he can. Yeah, I think he could. I absolutely think he can. Easily, we'll say. The projections I had, I mean, are way higher than that. I think that he could exceed like the 1,000-yard mark, honestly. But I think that he easily hits that mark that we talked about for Evan Ingram. That was a pretty good season, honestly. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think he can do that easily.
I think he can too.
Out the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
Out the gate for show.
Open it up and let him go. Can you say the same for Ja'Marr Chase?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
With what expectations?
I'm still there. 1,000 yards, 6 to 8 touchdowns.
What about week one? Like, what's he going to put in my lineup? 8 points? Not saying that's horrible either. I mean, a lot of players that we like a lot are going to have 8 points, whether we like it or not.
I think I have him on my bench in our league, in Goats versus Bro. I don't think I have them starting. I like to watch my rookies play. I don't like to start them right away, man. But Ja'Marr Chase, man, I haven't wavered. I think a report just came out today of whatever best practice ever from Ja'Marr Chase. Like, great way to go. My concern about Ja'Marr Chase week one, to answer your question, to be more serious about it, is Burrow. I don't know where he's at. He got ripped up pretty good in that injury, and I just feel like he's coming along pretty slow. And I'm hearing words about being tentative. That's a mental thing. And I'm not worried all season about Joe Burrow, but you mentioned week one, and Joe Burrow is directly going to influence Ja'Marr Chase. So I'm not worried about Ja'Marr Chase like some people are. I've seen trades and I've heard the word bust, and I think it's getting carried away. But I'm worried for that reason. Week one would be Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he's a tough start. I no longer have any Ja'Marr Chase. Wouldn't be my concern, but I think you could still, I think you could count on like 8 points out of Ja'Marr Chase, which I think is a decent starting point with a ceiling of, I don't know, you know, T. Higgins type stuff. I don't even want to like do, I'm trying to stay away from comps, but Ja'Marr Chase is still a generational wide receiver. So I think that he has some of those ceilings that, I don't know. I sound ignorant at this point, but I'm just trying to stay away from comps. But I think that he could offer you 8 points with like a ceiling of 20 week one. I think that if you need a wide receiver and you invested too much into your youth, that he's probably one that I would start of the group of rookie wide receivers.
Plays the Vikings week one. I don't know. Let's see. Gets maybe 7-8 targets. Is that fair? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe catches five of them. Number.
That seems, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe catches five of them. And let's say that turns into 60 points. Or 70 yards. Right. So if that turns into 60 or 70 yards, it's double dig.
Yeah.
Right there.
That's without a touchdown.
Yeah. Imagine if one of them was. So, yeah. No, I think that's all doable. Vikings are going to score. Bengals defense blows. So passing early and often.
This one seems too easy, so I don't know if it's going to save us time. You'll probably end up disagreeing with me, but Najee Harris out the gate. Hell yeah, I'm putting him in my lineup. That's why I drafted that running back. It's a totally different position, though.
Oh, hell yeah. You thought I would disagree with you?
I didn't think you would, but no. I thought if you did, it would make the show longer.
No, did you see that reception in that preseason game? Yeah. Like, that's all him, man. That was all him. That was a thing of beauty.
Yep.
Yeah, no, Najee, my biggest concern about Najee and his upside was just that O-line, but that reception is what you saw, that Pittsburgh's going to have to do. Like, that was, I want to say, a 2 or 3 yard pass, maybe 4 at the tops, and wound up taking it, what, 30 or 40 yards? Yeah, that's going to make him relevant. And what I mean by relevant is, like, meet our expectations. That O-line's going to suck, but if you got to stay honest, because he can just flip out off the line and just come out and get a dumb ball pass, or even better, I mean, this guy can run routes, you know? So yeah, I think he's going to be aight.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm giving you the layups. Let's make it harder. Stick with the running backs. What are you going to do with Javonte Williams week one?
Yeah. He's a wait for me. I've been saying for more than a minute now that I keep going back to look at last year.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Taylor, Swift, Dobbins, all of them. You had to wait. And I'm not talking about kind of wait. I'm talking about can't start them kind of wait.
Dobbins had 2 touchdowns week one.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
I do. Like, I do.
Yeah. And then, you know.
I'm being that guy. Just because I know you could get some points here and there out of them. We just said that Najee Harris could. And I know that Williams is a completely different situation with Melvin Gordon, but
I want to see the volume first.
So Daryl Henderson or Javonte Williams, week one?
Easy.
Henderson? You want Henderson?
I don't even like him. Yes, Henderson, easy.
Huh. I think I'd go with Henderson. I think I'd go with Williams.
Okay.
For a similar output, I think, though.
Yeah, it's possible. Those 2 touchdowns Dobbins got was literally all he got. He ran for 22
but
yards.
He got them
22 yards. The next game he ran for 48 yards. The next game 6. Next game 16. Next game 34. This could be Javonte Williams.
It's like me arguing T.J. Hockenson's first game he ever had.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Oh my God, we were so
remember
excited.
Remember week one of 2019?
That was awesome. That was awesome. We felt so like, it felt good to see.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, at that point, everybody hated Hockenson because of the landing spot. And it was a totally different world we were living in at that point in time. I'm going to say Javonte Williams. I'm going to start him out the gate in a couple situations, probably, depending on my running back depth. I'm guessing most of us have built stronger teams because you've been listening to Swagzilla Zero G advocate taking running backs. Some of you not, and you're starting Javonte Williams. But I think that and I'm talking like PPR, maybe even points per carry if you're playing that. If not, we're obviously taking off a few points for that. But I'm thinking you're going to get 8 to 12 points when I say out the gate. I'm not saying like RB1 numbers, maybe not even RB2, but a flex play out the gate, a flex play.
Yeah, we're going to agree to disagree. I think he's going to have to wait. Unless he gets a touchdown, I don't think you're going to have flexibility out of him.
Will he outflex another running back that is Trey Sermon?
Oh, damn.
Raheem Mostert a little banged up.
Do you want me to answer the question, or you want me to do out of the gate or wait on Trey Sermon, or are they too related?
Whatever you have to do.
Out of those two,
it's
I'm going to
be on this show.
Yeah, out of those two, I'm going to start Trey Sermon.
That's tough.
I'm going to start Trey Sermon out of those two. I feel.
I'm with you.
I feel like San Francisco is a little more committed to like using them all. Where I think God, but. Denver's going to run it a lot, though. Whew, that is splitting hairs. I'm still going to go Trey Sermon just because I came so hard out with the Williams take that I have almost no recourse now. I'm going to go Trey Williams, the combination of the two. That'll probably be a great back.
Michael Carter or Javonte Williams?
Week one.
Now he's just giving me dirty looks.
Week one, you're making me do this shit again? Oh, man, I don't know. The Jets are going to – this is going to be a map. Fine, Williams.
I'm enjoying this show a lot.
Fine, Williams.
More than feverish this Williams. Week, guys.
You wanted me to say it there. I'm going to hope that Williams gets a touchdown.
I'm not that high on Michael Carter, so I'm assuming
– neither am I.
Low on Williams there, and he's a wait for you. They will both disagree. Michael Carter's a wait as well.
Yeah.
Finero's like, he's not even on the list of players we're supposed to be talking about.
I forgot we had a list. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Jaylen Waddle.
Out the gate.
Smashing it.
Yeah, dude. Why the hell not? So I'm not as high as some are on Tua, and I do have my concerns. I think that whole offense with – and I'll be quite honest, I'll blame it on Waddle. I think the Waddle coming into that wide receiver core has made – everyone very excited about Miami's offense, and I'm just not as excited as other people are. I'm still a little concerned about Tua, but with that being said, I also understand that Tua could take that second year jump, and I could be dead wrong about that, and Waddle could be a little closer to the Tyreek Hill everybody wants to compare him to than the Will Fuller I'm concerned he is.
Mm-hmm.
But you have Will Fuller and other guys like that on the team that are not real exciting to me either. So, you know, Waddle's going to step into, I don't know, could we say 90 or 100 targets this season?
I don't think that's
crazy. That feels fair. Yeah. So he walks into that.
But you said out the gate, so you feel more comfortable starting Waddle in your flex spot than you do Javonte Williams week one?
100%.
For the ceiling or the floor? The ceiling?
Both.
Okay. Yeah.
Both. Because I could see Williams coming out and getting 6 or 7 carries. I'll take the 6 or 7 receptions.
And then what a wide receiver can do with 6 or 7 receptions.
Right. That's 6 or 7 points right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna go Waddle. And then I'm not saying the guy's getting a touchdown. Camp,
are you at all worried about Devontae Parker?
No. I mean, I'm not dismissing Parker like some will do, but I'm also not worried about him. I think Waddle by midseason is the wide receiver one.
Yeah.
He's the wide receiver two, like on day one. And that's just a fact. I mean, I'm not worried about. I mean, Fuller's out for what, 6 to 8 games on that suspension. So he's not even on the freaking team. Who's their fourth wide receiver?
Preston Williams.
Am I missing somebody? Yeah. Preston doesn't count. I mean, Preston might get cut. Like that's all you got, man. And then by the time Fuller comes back, Waddle will have taken his spot.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't mean Fuller's not going to play, but Waddle, oh, would, yeah. Waddle would have you know, made his mark. Speak his
name. That was for Will Fuller.
I know you hate Will Fuller. Yeah, I mean, that suspension's not helping him, you know? No. So, yeah. Anyway, again, like, this whole offense I'm not as high on as some people are. So that part, just like Joe Burrow concerns me with Chase, this offense concerns me a little bit more than some people. I think as soon as Waddle went there, everyone's just like, well, they have Waddle, they have Fuller, they have Parker, they got Gesicki and Hunter Long. I'm like, what? Hunter Long? What? Yeah. I'm like, all these weapons, they have this, they have that. It's like, oh my God, now they have this. The Gaskin's amazing. It's like, wow, really? Like, this feels a little too much.
I kind of like a couple of those guys. I like Gesicki.
It just feels too much. I think people went too far with this offense.
No, I hear you. So I don't want to trigger Dave. I like to honor the absence, but
Vacated
the show must go on. And I'm almost hearing just as much, if not more, buzz about the tandem that is AJ Green and DeAndre Hopkins rather than Rondell Moore and Hopkins. Rondell Moore, week one, out the gate. Or a wait? I think the way I asked the question answered mine. I think he's a wait for me for sure.
Week one, yes. I do not think you're going to have to wait long. I do think that they want to utilize him. They want to utilize him in any way they possibly can. I feel like it's a little bit like LaVisca should have been used as his rookie season. Like, LaVisca was used that way. Don't get me wrong. That was kind of LaVisca's thing, like kind of being brought out and situational kind of. I think they're a little bit more devoted to Rondell Moore. And I would say you would be starting him as your wide receiver 3 or 4 by week 6 or 7 and getting, you know, 8 to 10 points out of him. But yeah, week one's going to be tough for me.
That's with the 32 yards that we gave him a few weeks back, and when we put him at like the 400 to 600 yards at the end of the season.
Well, that is, yeah, wow.
DeAndre Hopkins had 1,400 yards. I'm putting you a little bit on the spot here just because I'm surprised by this myself. DeAndre Hopkins had 1,400 yards last year. Do you know who had the second most yards on the team?
I feel like I know this answer, and it's a wide receiver that. No, it can't be. Is it? It's not Kirk, is it?
It's Christian Kirk. But do you know how many yards he had at the second highest in this high volume offense? That's always our argument, that this high volume offense that wants
600
wide receiver sets is going to be passing it all the time. Correct. 600 yards for the second highest yards of a wide receiver on that team. And that was without AJ Green. 1,400 to Hopkins and then 600 to Christian Kirk with Larry Fitzgerald, I know. But now we're getting what we're calling a little bit of a refreshed A.J. Green in the house. So if 600, air quotes, goes to A.J. Green, 600 goes to Rondell Moore seems like a ceiling for his ceiling for his season to me.
Forgetting about all his rushing yards on those jet sweeps.
Yeah,
I'm kind of being facetious there.
You know, I like
there.
Those, but
what if Fitzgerald have? Do you have that in front of you? I'm just curious.
I don't have any of this in front of me
because I'm definitely down on AJ Green, and I'm not buying.
I'm not high on him. Like I said, you know, I mean, I don't think me saying he's going to have 600 yards is being high on him either.
No, and it is not.
Christian Kirk, I mean, if that's what he had, if he's still there, so even if we got to give him 400 or 500, even if he has some regression, like what really leaving on the table for Rondell Moore at the end of the day?
Yeah,
I want to sell him.
Why
not?
Because AJ Green's old and Christian Kirk's gone.
I'd rather go get Corey Davis plus and have more points in my lineup right away, have a future and some proven success where I'm getting a number one wide receiver versus somebody that we have to watch break through two to three other guys in the course of the beginning of his career, those important years where I don't know, man, it's just he has to, I don't know. Corey Davis doesn't have to fight through DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's that to me, that's a 1 year versus career conversation more than it is a Corey Davis versus.
One side has more hope in the hand.
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah, if you're going to tell me that the number one wide receiver on the Jets is going to give you more points than Rondell Moore, I'll agree with you.
And I mean, I could potentially get Corey Davis and the same pick area that somebody took Rondell Moore in the 2021 draft and maybe have another Rondell Moore in the 2022 or the 2023 draft. Yeah. And just continue to rotate that rookie fever, man.
I'm still trying to figure out how Kyler Murray threw for 4,000 yards.
Right, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. You got me on a wild goose hunt. Yeah, this is bad-looking stuff.
It's
so
interesting,
we got,
isn't it?
Yeah, dude, we got DeAndre Hopkins with 1,407. Then you have Larry Fitzgerald with a measly 409. Then you have Chase Edmonds with 400. Christian Kirk with 621. Dan Arnold. I mean, tight ends are going to catch balls. Like, it's going to happen. Set 438. And Drake 137. This just doesn't add up to me, but so that's
Dan Arnold. There's your vacated targets.
Well, Andy Isabella 224.
Yeah, but
they are throwing the ball. Like, it does seem to, like, all over the place. There is a
which
real
is great for the team and
right. It's great for Kyler Murray. It is a real even mix with a little hike with the Christian Kirk 600, but I got 400, 400, 400, 400, like down the board here.
So all of a sudden, to assume that Rondell Moore is much more than, I mean, even if we say 700.
Yeah. And I would say that absolutely has to be a ceiling for him this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 700 is a good season,
a good
dude.
Part of his
700
career,
is a good
though.
Rookie season. That's a Jerry Jeudy season. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. How high are you on Jerry Jeudy this season?
I mean, I'm going to take Jerry Jeudy over Rondell Moore.
Yeah, because it's his second year. Like, I'm just saying, like, if, let's see, I want to make sure. I know
Jerry Jeudy have like 753 yards or something like that.
I'm double checking that for you.
It
now.
Was just
yeah,
high volume, it was like 150 something targets.
It was,
and
he had 856 yards. It's better than what we're given. Yeah. 52 receptions, and he was low in the touchdown area, just three. So,
and that's with the team that's like crappy quarterback play. Everything's being figured out. This is
I mean,
with Jerry Jeudy, like as a wide receiver one on the team when everybody else wasn't there. Rondell Moore
Sutton.
Isn't that.
Yeah, I'm not as down on Rondell Moore as you are. In fact, I probably own more of him, so this could be take lock for me. I'm not gonna you got me with these Christian Kirk numbers and this I don't like this look at all. The way I'm seeing the Cardinals spread the ball out, that's not my Rondell Moore expectation. That's for sure.
And would you? And I know you're not high on AJ Green, but AJ Green or Larry Fitzgerald
for what?
For like. He seems like more of a threat to me at this point than Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay. You're asking AJ Green this year versus last year's Larry Fitzgerald?
Sure,
okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I think we said Larry did 400 yards. Yeah, he's going to do better than that. Even though I don't like AJ Green, he will do better than Larry Fitzgerald's 400 yards.
As long as he's healthy, right?
And yeah, so, absolutely. I agree. So I hear you. I hear where you're
going.
We're just
not leaving a ton on the table for Rondell Moore.
No, I think you're right. I think you have to say 700 yards is a ceiling in this offense this year.
I think
that
was forgiving, though.
No, I think it's very. No,
I did that to be nice.
How about 500 to 700? Is that fair?
Yeah.
So, but I what I'm gonna say is that doesn't bury him as talent. That doesn't make me want to move on from him. I think again, AJ Green's old, and Christian Kirk's not going to be there. If all of a sudden Rondell Moore shows enough in his first season, AJ Green moves on. Christian Kirk's absolutely not going to be there, but. AJ Green is battling injuries again, whatever. Rondell Moore could be the second wide receiver on this team, and I think that's okay. Maybe the reason that ball is being spread out so much is those names that were there. They're not sexy names.
No, they were at one point.
Yeah, at one point, sure.
I mean, so now we just have rookie fever and we're making a new sexy name.
No, that's fine. I think you and I are both being pretty real about what he's going to do. I think you're implying, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. You're implying that that's just him for the rest of his career. I'm saying, whoa, pump the brakes on that.
No. And I get why that totally sounds that way, but okay. I see the risk there. What I'm implying is you can get out today at a fair price to watch him go put up 800 to 900 yards a season. You can get out now and be fine watching him do that and eliminate some of your risks to move to a more secure assets and still get a future piece put into that to be able to continue that type of a flip.
I gotcha. Just
minimize some of your risks while you're doing it, because you can get out right now, because even like you said, you may have some take lock and you're not the only one, you know? So, I mean, you can get out of these players and still watch them succeed and be okay with it and be able to be like, well, but I did get, I'll use Corey Davis again, who's actually outscored him the last two seasons now. And now Rondale Moore is breaking out and maybe he's worth more, but now I have this second round pick in 2023 where I got the second coming of Rondale Moore at that 203 spot.
That's fair.
So that's the way I'm thinking, that it's going to take a minute and I can get out today without having to wait that minute, and I can keep that competitive rebuild going with the pieces that I'm going to get within that. I'm just minimizing my risks a little bit. I'm getting depreciated assets based on age that are still actually pretty young and they're under a contract. And I think Corey Davis is going to be targeted a lot. I would definitely make that move.
I mean, I worry about any rookie wide receiver. If you don't, you're not playing it right. I mean, so if you're going to write a narrative where, you know, Rondale Moore is forever an 800 or 900 yard wide receiver for, you know, the rest of his, you know, prime career, it's hard to argue that. I mean, that's possible, especially if you look at that offense and the history of it and how they spread the ball out and who they draft next season, right? Like, they drafted Christian Kirk in the same round. So, like, it's hard to argue that future. And I think what you're trying to say is, I'm telling you to go get a known asset out of, you know, easily is what I think you're saying. Mm-hmm. You easily get a known asset to move on from him because so many people do like Rondale Moore.
And then ask you another way. I mean, do you want a world where Rondale Moore is the wide receiver one on the team, or I kind of like him more with Hopkins there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so, I don't have that kind of lofty dream for him.
So there's that too, you know? I don't think he's a...
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Sorry, Dave. I wish you were here to have this dispute. My hope is by the time you get back that I've talked to you over here a little bit. So, Rashad Bateman, is he going to be back and healthy enough to play week one? Is this even worth talking about?
I think he's definitely not playing week one. I think there's a better chance he starts on IR.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah, I don't think he's starting week one. So he's an easy wait.
Silly.
Yeah, we'll wait to talk about him for when he actually hits the field.
When he hits the gate.
Who else you got?
I mean, we're getting down there, you know.
Well, we're not. We got to talk about Devonta Smith.
Okay.
I absolutely think he's out of the gate, and I think that you're gonna argue the other side. And I think the only argument for Devonta Smith not being out the gate would be if he just hate Hurts. I'm concerned about Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
That's my larger concern about Devonta Smith. I think all the word out of camp is that Devonta Smith looks strong, looks real good, great route runner. I think he's the number one wide receiver on this team. And this depends on what you think that means, because last year it was freaking atrocious.
Well, being the wide receiver, where do you think he lands in targets? We say number one wide receiver, but then behind the tight ends and Miles Sanders, where do you think he is in that pecking order?
100 targets.
But so do you think that I think that the problem could be how much Goddard, Zach Ertz, and Miles Sanders actually get the ball too?
Yeah, I don't think Miles Sanders is going to be that significant. If you talk about the backs in general, if you add up the backs, sure. And pecking order, I think Ertz and Goddard are going to eat each other up. I think they're going to use them both equally. So that does. So again, you're putting the entire tight end room and the entire running back room up against them. So that would knock them back. But 100 targets as a rookie is fantastic. I mean, like, I'm just going to. I think he has 800 to 900 yards in him, 6 touchdowns.
I don't think that's crazy. Like and a Marquise Brown type season last year.
Or back to Jerry Jeudy, mm-hmm. which we were just talking about. Like, I think he has a Jerry Jeudy season in him. Similar, yeah. actually, in some ways, right? Jerry Jeudy struggled with his quarterback. I think he had some drops, but the separation was there. There was a lot of things to love about Jerry Jeudy and how he played last season to really like Jerry Jeudy this season. So I think that's one of those things where I think Devonta Smith out of the gate for me. Week one, out the gate.
Mm.
Not there yeah. with you. I know. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
I would start him over Rondell Moore. No, he's definitely needed to be brought up. I am with you. I think I'd start him over Rondell Moore.
Okay.
I don't think I'd start him over Waddle. I don't know if you agree with that. And I know that that's not the game we're playing. We're playing out the gate or wait. But
yeah, I like the question, though. They're similar excitements for me. Like, if I own one or the other, they're about the same for me. I think I would be a little bit more excited to start Waddle in week one.
And I'm starting Elijah Moore over Devonta Smith as well.
Yeah, you're pretty low on Devonta Smith then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This should be fun. I mean, we're so close to the start of the season, and I'm really looking forward to our rookie predictions.
It just worked out weird this way. And I mean, people can go back. You've been here with me, same with Dave, but there were two places I didn't want my wide receivers to go to, and it was Philly and even more so the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
There were two wide receivers I felt like I was lower on before the drafts happened, and that was Devonta Smith and Rashad Bateman.
Wow.
Both of those players went to the teams I didn't want my wide receivers to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really help my personal sure. narratives. You know, I'm going to have to see it. I know people hate these like crutch arguments and like the size of, I was going to say 90 pounds, but I think a literal like 160 pound wide receiver, that concerns me. And I know he's fast. I know he can run routes, but once they get in the real games and like we say, like going up against the number one defenses, and it's going to be a lot different, man. I have my concerns with Devonta Smith, Hurts, and how much he'll be checking it down to the tight ends and running backs. I do. I'd like to see it. I could even see, like, I saw you in a league recently picked up Quez Watkins somewhere, and I could even see, like, him and Travis Fulgham getting more play than we want to. Not that they're the futures of that team, but being a thorn in our sides.
There's a report that just came out before this show, before we started our show, that said Fulgham's on the roster bubble.
Oh, I was thinking you're going to tell me something like that, or somebody was cut. But So yeah, and I could see it going that way too, but you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
But I could see Fulgham eventually being cut. I have so much Fulgham,
dude. Next time you and I hit the mic, we're doing rookie predictions.
Uh-oh.
How cool is that? Are you excited for this season?
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm excited. Projecting when we're gonna project.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah. So we get to put our money where our mouth is when we start the game.
Yeah, and so we can do some more of that, and we'll have a better feel by next week when we're doing this.
Yeah,
so
that'd be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
But a quick dose of out the gate or wait.
Yeah.
I'll let you tell everybody who you are this week.
Oh, nice. That guy that's been talking over there, that was Swagzilla0G. We're here at Rookie Fever, and I'm just little old Aardvark TV. Find me on Twitter box at Aardvark TV. Check out our store at Rookie Fever. Also in the bio, right? In our little link below, you can click on the store. There's all kinds of swag. Isn't that what they say? Swagzilla? Swag.
Yeah, rookie swag.
What the young kids call it. There's a lot of Rookie Fever swag. And it's a fun show.
And be sure to follow at @FF_spaceman. And everything else he just said. And we are out. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now.
Who got the 101 scouting? He's never done this stupid throw and run. I told you anyone's size must be just on real landing spot. Not ideal. Wait, what's this breakout? A full rookie fever stage.
Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my friend. I'll give a fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
So who's got the fever? Cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever. So she got the fever. And he got the fever. No cure for the fever. So let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever.
Thank God for the fever.
That's why you do the closes.